Okay, so continue with our Purim words. Our learning should be Yitzchus from the Holy Neshama Yitzchak Meir Begershon, Moshon for Gershon Ben Yitzchak Meir. The pasuk says, "By Amalek va'ata oyef yageh v'lo yarei Elokim." We were tired, we were weary, and we didn't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's specifically when Amalek attacked us. So the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, the son of the Sfas Emes, says an amazing idea. He says that when a Jew falls down, and if a Jew's ba'atzos is in sadness and he gives up, and he feels like it's all over, that's specifically when Amalek comes. And if you look at the words Amalek, Amalek spelled Ayin Mem Lamed Kuf. So if you look at the pasuk in Mishlei, Chav Dalet Zayin, the pasuk says a very famous pasuk, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. A Tzadik falls seven times. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. If you look at the Sofri Tevos, the last letters in the word Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, you have a Sheva as an Ayin, Yipol is a Lamed, Tzadik is a Kuf, and V'Kam is a Mem. You scramble those letters, you spell Amalek. Amalek tries to tell you that you could fall, and at the end of the day, keep on falling, never give up, never always give up, never believe in yourself. But the Imre Emes is coming to tell us the reason why it's Sofri Tevos, to be able to show you that a true tzaddik is someone who believes in his yiridus, he believes in his failures, and that's what makes him stronger. We go for Rav Hutni Rav Yitzchak Hintner's Vort and says that becoming a tzaddik, becoming a righteous person, is actually through the falling. Through the Sheva Yipol, that it makes it tzaddik. Sheva Yipol tzaddik become. Amalek comes to tell you, no, tzaddik, keep on falling. Right? Keep on falling. You can never come back. But the whole vort says the Emre Emes and says Rav Hutner really the same idea. Becoming a tzaddik is really taking your failures, taking your struggles, coming back to Kodesh Baruch. So why sometimes can we not do that? Because we don't believe that we have access to the King. We believe we have access to come to Kodesh Baruch. Gemara says Kiddushin, a famous machlokas, Gemara Kiddushin on Mevavam and Aleph, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, the machlokas, of when are we considered Kodesh Baruch Hu's children? Rabbi Huda explains, Bizman, the time when we're doing Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, we're considering Kodesh Baruch Hu's children. But we're not considered Kodesh Baruch Hu's children. Comes along Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir says no. Meir says either way, Bizman bin Kachli Kach Nikra Banam. Whether we're doing Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, whether we're not doing Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, we are always considered Banam. The Shud Rashba, and if you look in the Chuvas, Shud Chuva Kuf Sadi Vav, 196 in the Shalashus of the Rashba. The Rashba says we usually passing like Rabbi Yehuda in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The mice, we fact like we passing like Rabbi Meir because this is mamish emes. If we passing like Rabbi Meir, it's mamish emes. The Jew has to believe. And mekach likach nikar banam. Whatever Jew is, he's ayef yagei. He goes off the derech. A Jew could always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Rav Moshe of Kubrin, Rav Biederman writes in one of his drushes, Rav Moshe of Kubrin used to say that as a mitzvah, it was a great thing. It was a commandment in the Torah to mefarsim this Rashba, that every Jew can always come back. When there's a reason why we pass in like America, because every Jew can always come back. Amalek tries to tell us that you can't come back. But the whole word for tonight is we saw an idea. The pasuk says Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. Amalek tries to tell us that we can never come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if you look at the Sofri Tevos, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. The Sofri Tevos is Amalek, says the Imre Emes. Specifically, why? Because at the end of the day, when we see we fall, we can't fall into depression or into giving up. Because that's specifically empowering Amalek. How do we fight Amalek? But believing we could always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And as Rav Hutner says, becoming a tzaddik is finally realizing that you're through your struggles, learning from your challenges, learning from your past, and growing from them. And that's exactly why we pass in like Rabbi Meir, the Gemara in Kiddushin. We could always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. At this Purim, we should, no matter what we have done the past year and past years, be able to come to tell ourselves we could always come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and not care what happened yesterday or 2 weeks ago, whatever it is, to come back fully with a clean slate to tell Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want to come cleanly and fully, b'shleimus, come back to Him, Ezra Shem, and fully commit ourselves and believe in ourselves and believe in our tshuva, b'Ezra Shem Yisbarach. Shkoyach.